Dave Moore on Today FM.
Ed Sheeran, how are you?
Yeah, great. Really, really good.
Welcome home.
Nice to be back. Nice to be back.
Is that right to call it that?
I think so. I mean, I've never actually been to this part of Wexford. I've only ever been to Gorey.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's some spot you've come to because it's not like this every day. It's chaos.
I've never been to one before. Even as a child, I never came to
one. No.
Yeah.
You've said before your culture is Irish, right? Our hearts swell when we hear that.
Well, I feel like some people get quite gatekeepy with it.
I hope not, because, I mean, everyone I talk to feels exactly the same way I do, which is like, we take pride in that, and that you think
that way. Yeah, I think if you've got one parent that's Irish, that and you're brought up with that as your culture, like, who is someone else to tell you that that is what you grew up with? It is what I grew up with, is how I feel.
And I think I said this to you last time we spoke, because it wasn't long after Galway Girl had come out, and you were with Beoga, and that whole thing, to me, was so important to bring Irish music to an audience that would necessarily never hear Irish music.
Yeah, this is the argument I have with some people sometimes, because Galway Girl is in, you know, trad head circles, is known as like the Antichrist. But I know that it's sort of been a gateway drug for a lot of kids picking up instruments and learning trad and discovering some of the really, really great trad, like new trad, old trad. So I think it's sort of like a double-edged sword, isn't it? Like, I think sometimes you need stuff like that, and people are always going to have opinions.
The thing you've done with Irish music, you've now done with music from around the world. Like, the new stuff we've heard, Azizam, Sapphire, like, Sapphire might be one of my favorite pop songs the last, like, 3 years, man. I love it so much. But you've got Farsi in the title of Azizam. You've got, I mean, I'm right in thinking it's Punjabi in...
Punjabi.
I mean, this is what I love about you, is that it's not some kind of tokenistic thing. Like, you're connecting with people. Their music is... mean something to you, and then you figure out a way to translate that into what sounds like your music.
Well, music is it is a universal language. It is the thing wherever I go in the world. Like, I was in China at the beginning of the year playing with these like classical Chinese musicians. Couldn't speak a word of English. I can't speak a word of Mandarin. And then we start playing the song, and we instantly lock in together, and it's the most popular thing on the planet is music, and everyone has their own thing that they grow up with culturally. And I've said this before, but there is a kind of through line between all the traditional music of everyone's childhood everywhere in the world. It's kind of the same rhythms, kind of the same scales, even the same instruments in most things. The only thing that differs are, you know, language and on occasion a lot of instruments, but even like the same, the rhythms of Azizam are the same as you would play on a baron. There's bouzouki on that, which would be seen as a
Eastern European,
but also use bouzouki
in trad music.
So there's definitely a connection everywhere.
Definitely. And then of the songs you've heard from the new record, so Old Phone to me has a really kind of trad country kind of feel to it. So you're not, while we're exploring new things, which is amazing, you're not letting go of any of the things that have always informed your music.
No. It's all part of my makeup now. Even diving into Indian culture and finishing the record there and being there, like, I learned so much from being there and being around musicians. They were teaching me their instruments. They were teaching me their language. And sort of, you immerse yourself in the culture and you can't help but have it rub off on you.
Why this album play now? Like, because I don't think you would have made this album at any other point up until now, am I right?
Yeah, I think it was, I had Subtract, which came out of grief and depression. Mm. And then a sort of year of doing that. And then I had my last lawsuit, which was the final one. And then when that was over and we won and everything was done, it sort of felt like this dark cloud got lifted, and then everything felt lighter and easier and breezier. And in the studio, just fun songs started happening. And then I was touring India and then ended up working with a load of Indian musicians there, then staying there and then finishing the record. And it just felt a bit, there was no like, felt like there weren't barriers and people telling me what I can and can't do. It just felt very free, easy and fun.
When you're writing, I know you write so much. When you hit on something and you know there's something here, what does that feel like for you? Because you write so much, there must be ones that don't feel that way.
Yeah, totally. I say you don't get the feeling all the time. I'd say it happens. It's once a month, maybe once every 2 months, you get the feeling of excitement in a song. I liken it to speak to footballers about scoring goals, and it's like this endorphins and excitement, and it's kind of like that. I'd say it's the best feeling I can possibly feel is writing a great song.
So that's better than standing in front of whatever 1,000 people or even small noise. So, it's a different rush.
Yeah. Although that rush when I first played Wembley was similar to it, but then it starts being the same sort of rush. And it's kind of like that with songs. Good songs, you get that rush, but really great songs, you get the big excitement rush.
Yeah.
Cool.
Your live stuff, people will know probably, but just in case they don't, but like you take the risk of you and a loop pedal rather than an unbelievable band of the best musicians around who'll never be make a mistake or be flawless. You lean into the kind of the chaos and the humanness of your performance. But the last time we spoke, I think you talked about possibly looking at something, do something with a band, but you've obviously stuck with the loop pedal. Like, is it still that thing that draws you so much that it's your show? And
I think so. I think it's good to have light and shade in the set. Like, I've used a band for little bits of the tour, and this next tour, I've got Bioga coming on tour with me, and there'll be a section where they come on and we do something different. And I think it's just to sort of break the show up so it's not just the same thing for almost 3 hours. I think that's important. I guess it's why artists have the B stage. It's to break it up a little bit. So I think I'll always be loop pedal. It's sort of in this music industry, you kind of have to find your thing that you can do better than anyone and then just stick to
that.
Rather than try, I can't be Chris Martin, I can't be Taylor Swift, just like they can't be me. So we all have to do the thing that we can do best, always, basically.
And isn't part of that as well your desire to explore different styles of music? Play, I know when you were coming up, you would play comedy nights. You would play.
Yeah.
Now, this was after a while, but you realized that if you're a singer songwriter, so are these other four people. I can do it, be the only singer songwriter on a bill. So now you're the only one playing with a loop pedal in stadiums.
I don't think I ever like saw it like that of like, I want to be the only one playing a loop pedal, but it kind of has happened like that. And I think that that's the reason we're carrying on doing it, is if I lose it, then I am just another singer songwriter.
Okay.
It is the one thing that gives a little edge to the performance.
Tingly Tets, what a sauce, bro.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's the XXX. That's the one.
I haven't had that one yet.
That's the one.
Is it really, really?
I kind of like when I'm doing anything in outside of music, it has to be something that I want in my day to day life.
Okay.
XXX Tingly Ted is on everything I eat, everything. Like, even to a point, it was meant to just be a special edition.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of saying to Heinz, like, you can't discontinue this because I need it.
Right.
Yeah.
It is very good because I'm the same with you with the regular one. I have that on everything.
That's good, man.
Like,
that's
everything. Good. Yeah.
The hot sauce game is weird because I am a singer. So it's kind of, I don't know anything about the hot sauce game. I just know that people like the sauce. It's kind of doing all right, but I don't know. How do you know? You get a plaque if you sell a lot of records.
Imagine if you got a platinum sauce bottle. That would be cool.
All the million bottles, I'd want to make it.
You've got to do something. Maybe not. I want to play a little game with you if I can, which is, do you have more guitars than me? So I play this game with musicians who are guitar players, right? So I played it with The Edge, Brian Adams, Foo Fighters. He wiped the floor.
Yeah, he definitely would.
Okay, but I've got more guitars than Brian Adams.
Yeah.
So how many do you think you might have?
70, probably.
Oh, my God.
I give a lot of mine away, though.
Okay. I've beaten you.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I'm not by much.
I used to collect them in my early 20s, and then I just never played them. So I ended up just, like, if people came around my house, I'd just give them to people, and then people would, like, then go out and they would use a guitar that...
Okay, so you'd see it being used then, yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather they're used than they sit in their cases. Okay. I'd say in my studio, I probably have 15, and they all get used.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have on the wall on the way up to our bedroom, my wife is so patient, it's like a guitar shop. There's like 30-something of them just hanging there.
Do you use them all?
I genuinely do, yeah. Not every day, but there's nothing up there that I haven't played in since 2025, do you know what I mean?
I think I'm like that with watches. Like,
yes.
I collect watches, and I try to... switch them as much as possible.
Not leave them just in the drawer. Yeah,
so they all get a bit of love.
I know we're going to wrap up pretty soon, but very quickly, the Ipswich gig.
Yeah.
Like, that must have meant so much.
So fun, man. Yeah, had so much fun. I think that hometown shows are always, always avoided them because they have to be special. You can't just do them every weekend, although ironically we are looking into doing them every week.
Okay, stay tuned for the update on that.
No, I want to build a venue in my hometown, and like I got offered a residency somewhere else.
Okay.
And it made me realize that I didn't want to do that. I think I want to be at home and do it in my home county. So I'm sort of looking into how that would work.
Because
I think you need to fix the train line first.
Yeah, well, we tried to get to Wexford today and you saw the problem. So yeah, I can imagine if you try to get that many people in every weekend. But that's amazing. Look, I do love the fact that you've now got to a point in your career where family is so important. And you, am I right in thinking you operate on Monday to Thursday, kind of work hours, studio life, and then the rest is family?
I'd say it's pretty balanced. And I'd say tour's pretty balanced as well. You know, I used to tour 6 days a week with a day off. And on that day off, we'd go off and do promo. Whereas we tour 2 days a week, so the weekend. Family usually come to it, but if they can't come to it, you're only away for a weekend and then you're back.
That's such a good way of doing it. I asked my listeners very quickly if there are any weird questions for you. Do you take out the bins?
Yeah.
There you go, people.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I take them out, though. I put them where the bins get picked up, but I don't, I don't go out of the gates.
Or go to meet the bin man.
No.
Oh, there's no need for that.
Please put the, there's like all the like recycling bins, and I do go and put the stuff in the recycling bins.
Okay. Okay. Do you change your own bed sheets?
Yeah, because my kids are learning how to not have nappies at the moment. And
yeah. What biscuit with your tea?
I don't like biscuits.
Okay. Anything with tea?
No, I don't like tea. I do like the Maryland cookies.
Oh, they're nice.
They cut glasses biscuits.
Yeah, totally.
Cookies
biscuits. I'm not gonna.
I see biscuits as like digestives, which I feel like digestive unless it's got chocolate on it. Go away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So plain digestive is not happening. Favorite takeaway?
Ooh, Indian. Yeah, Indian.
And what's your order on an Indian?
I've been going for a Madras recently, but usually my local Indian, they do a paneer chili masala, which basically just blows your socks off.
You like your spice?
Do you like my spice? Yeah.
Have you a favorite Muppet?
Do you know, I met Kermit a bunch of times.
Oh, okay.
Kermit's my guy.
That's fair.
I like him a lot. We sung a song for Comic Relief about 10 years ago.
Incredible. What's the thing you miss most about anonymity?
I wouldn't say I really miss it. I've just never been to a water park. I just think I'd like to go to a water park.
These are the things that people like think, oh, like Ed Sheeran has to be driven here. Whatever. You just can't. There's certain normal things you just can't do, which is a shame.
Well, you can. I could go
you
to
could, a sorry, you could, I but... Could. But just, are you prepared for the nightmare?
Do you know what? I'll probably get to a water park and then go down a slide and just be like, you know, someone's plaster will land on my face and I'll be like,
I'm just back from a holiday and literally that exact thing happened. So you're right. You're right. But the question I'm famous for asking everybody from Russell Crowe to whoever I've talked to is, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because someone said to me maybe like 10 years ago, they were like, do you wash your feet in the shower? I was like, yeah. And then I was in the shower and I remember going like that and being like, so now really make sure all bits. Okay. I shower twice a day though. I feel like
twice a day.
I feel like people look at me and they go, he doesn't shower. But I'm quite clean.
I can tell you now, Ed Sheeran smells delightful.
Thank you.
Put that on record.
Thank you very much.
It must be the double shower. Ed.
It definitely is. I used to not shower in my like teenage years when I was like so certain.
Yeah.
My socks used to be like, you know, like hard from sweat. Oh God, they brim. Remember those days? When you're a teenager, you're grim, aren't you? My God.
I'll leave it there. Ed Sheeran, come here. Honestly, it's always been fun. No, really appreciate you taking the time. Thanks so much.
Dave Moore on Today FM.